We are super excited to launch these little mini sessions talking a bit about e-commerce and best practices and some of our experience. We're going to start today with Darren Stevens from Reviews.io. Darren is one of the key partnership guys at Reviews.io, and he's been kind enough to take some time out to discuss e-commerce with us. As you know, I'm Amisha Mulji from Mulji Creative Group, and we're super excited to get started.
Amisha, so, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, Darren. So today we would like to talk a little bit about what the future of online selling looks like. The holiday season is right around the corner, and we're looking at, you know, what's going to happen this year, what are some trends we're seeing, and what are some tips customers, clients, and businesses can take away.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, just right off the top of my head, I don't think what we're experiencing right now is going to change too much in terms of technology or the way that people really buy online. I just think we're going to be seeing a lot more of it, which means that there's going to be more money invested into technology and solutions and things like that. So whatever practices are currently out there, I think those are going to be improving a lot more, ultimately making it a lot easier for people to purchase online. We always have the adoption bell curve, you know, where we have our early adopters and then we have our really late adopters. I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of those individuals from the early side and even the later come more in towards the middle to where they're going to be purchasing quite a bit online, especially with the holidays coming up. I mean, we already see quite a few, I would say a huge percentage of the market already purchasing through places like Amazon and those sorts of things, but more commonplace to go directly to a business's website and purchasing directly from them, I think is one thing that we're definitely going to see a lot more of. And I do see there's quite a few businesses that are already pivoting that may not have previously had, you know, a checkout section or whatever on their website, being able to do that now. So I think kind of just to jump into it a little bit, we're definitely going to see a lot more of it. I think consumers are going to get really used to going directly to a business's website and trying to purchase from them first before they go to a third party place like Amazon or something like that.
Okay. I think that definitely is something we're seeing as well. I'm curious your thoughts and kind of the trends you guys have been seeing this year so far with companies that have decided to really like use their Google My Business listing and really use reviews to help boost that traffic to their site. Is there any differences in what you've been seeing so far this year?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, with shipping and fulfillment and all of that has gotten a lot better than it was maybe 5 years ago. It's kind of the standard practice when you buy something, you're expecting to get it within, you know, 3 to 5 days. And I think Amazon definitely set the precedence on with their Prime shipping and those sorts of things. But even for myself personally, when I'm looking for a local business and I actually was trying to order lunch today and I went onto their website and they didn't have a place where I could make an order for my lunch. So I had to go and get it. But even when I'm looking at Google Local, their reputation based off of the reviews is definitely going to, you know, show their ranking compared to other ones. And that's going to be my initial kind of reaction to whichever business I want to go to, unless I've already been there before and I know the people. But if I want to try something new, I'm going to go there and then I'm going to click onto their website. And it's going to take me directly to their website even before I leave my house, you know? So if I'm looking to purchase something and my first search is through Google for a local business, and if I have the option of purchasing it directly from their website and having it shipped to me, or maybe even I can go and pick it up later, those online sales and that kind of traffic is really going to generate a lot more revenue for those businesses compared to those to where I don't really get to have that shopping experience on their website. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. So would you say, like, as you know, of course, any business owner is trying to find the best place online to market their business, and especially ones that are selling goods that everyone's looking for right now, like the example you used for like ordering lunch. Mm-hmm. Would you say there's any specific sites where they should consider getting reviews from that would help boost more traffic to their page? Like, have you seen, like, for example, Google Local versus Google My Business versus Instagram? Like, is there anything that you would say you've seen more of that could help business owners determine if they should focus a little more marketing effort towards one of those channels to then push people to order either through their site or through that channel?
Yeah. Well, for the example of maybe a restaurant or a consumable good in that sense, definitely you're going to be looking at your local market, right? That's your direct influence in that sense. So having a really positive reputation score within your localized area is going to draw a lot of that local business in. And I mean, restaurants are opening back up, at least where we're at in California, and people are able to go out and kind of have that normal experience again. So there has been, you know, a surge of business with people actually going into the restaurant and eating there, or maybe doing takeout, whatever it may be. So consumable goods in the sense, as far as like restaurants or food and things like that, definitely having your local presence made aware and engaging with those customers, whether it's you have your reviews on your Google Local or, you know, Google My Business page, and then you're sharing that kind of those reviews and your reputation even on your website, again, is what's really going to drive the traffic. Because when I look at a Google Local page, it's not really going to show me their menu to see that's what I want. I'm still going to have to go back to their website to check that out. And then seeing feedback from other people who have eaten there saying, this was the best experience ever, highly recommend you getting this. You know, those sorts of things is like, ooh, now my appetite's, my mouth's watering, and I'm ready to go. I think those are going to be some of the key differentiations between that business earning, you know, my money rather than someone else's, just personally speaking. For other like things like consumer electronics or products and those sorts of things, my first thing is going to be doing a Google search for that specific product, right? And then that's going to drive me to a number of different places that offer that product. Then it comes down to price point. So you want to be competitive with your price, but then also you're definitely going to be looking at the reviews for that product listed on that specific site. So, I mean, there's this year, in terms of technology coming out and like the consumer aspect of like video games and systems and all of those, everyone's going to be shopping for those, right? They can either go through Amazon, they can go to their local Best Buy, Walmart, Target, all of these different places. So what's going to make the difference between, you know, you spending your money at their store rather than going somewhere else? And I think a lot of that's going to be the service side of things and also their reputation for that specific store, as well as making sure you have it in stock, you know?
Definitely.
So reputation and reviews are huge. They're massive, right? When we buy something, we don't just want the product. Otherwise, we wouldn't get it in boxes with branding and logos. You know, we want that experience that comes along with it. And one thing that I think many businesses miss out is the opportunity to give them that online shopping experience to where it's really easy, it's fun, it's exciting. They can explore and look at photos and, you know, really make that decision right online without even stepping a foot in the store.
That makes a lot of sense. And that speaks a lot to like how brands should be improving the user experience and different ways that customers can engage on their site, right? Like really paying more attention to surprise and delight.
Absolutely.
I guess are the two words. So I'm curious, as far as like you mentioned, like that reputation being such an important part of why a customer would order from a certain business, as we know, is there any insight like you can help people understand when it comes to the difference between having like the difference having a verified company and product review and then a not verified one? Like I know it kind of seems obvious, but is there anything that you can help kind of shed a little bit of light on and share why it's so important?
Yeah, absolutely. One example that I like to use when it comes to verification, and there's a lot of additional benefits that I'll talk about too, but for example, when you're looking for maybe an actor or someone semi-famous through Instagram, right? And they have that verification logo on their profile, immediately you identify that person as unique or special in that sense, right? And I think just generally speaking, when there's a that symbol of verification next to something, it builds a lot more trust, right? You know for sure that that's the individual you're looking for rather than maybe a fan account or something like that in those terms. So if you want good information, you're going to go directly to the source in that sense. The same thing is true at a surface level with verified reviews. when you see the verified logo, you can trust that information is accurate. And the process in which verifying that is ensuring that they were an actual customer, and then what they have said were their own words. That's huge. It's the same thing as going to someone who purchased a product and saying, what was your experience? I mean, firsthand asking them, and then hearing about their experience from someone else is completely different. You know what I mean? So-and-so said that this was a really great place. Like, okay, maybe I'll check it out. But if someone directly came to you and said, you have to go here. Those two statements may be similar, but the impact of those on your decision-making is significant. So having those verified reviews in that sense will definitely drive more business and revenue for, you know, your shopping, especially when you're trying to provide that kind of experience online, where it can at times be very impersonal. But in addition to that, on the back end, you're going to be seeing huge benefits within Google for your SEO. Let's say the product reviews, for example, collecting those reviews for your products and getting those indexed with Google will populate stars within your not only organic search results when those are listed on your product page. So that's basically free stars within your search results, but also on the products themselves in Google Shopping, you'll be able to populate those stars right underneath those products as well, which will help with your ranking. And then with company reviews, it's actually going to end up lowering your PPC and helping your trust score go up, and then also increasing conversion and more eyes on your site and click through, and ultimately ultimately moving to more purchases through your website. But the biggest thing is definitely those company and product reviews that are verified underneath a licensed provider like reviews. So massive for businesses right now, especially with the holidays. Could you imagine?
Yeah, it's so interesting. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, it's already always been important to have a really great review. But right now, with everyone having more options online and really relying on making all of their holiday purchases online, potentially, right, depending on where you are, it's so interesting of how businesses and brands need to stand out and what they can do to get there. So it definitely makes a lot of sense. All right. Well, I think these are some really great tips that we can share with some of our associates and businesses. Darren, thank you so much for your time. And I look forward to catching up with you again to talk about another topic in e-commerce that can help everyone.
So happy. Thank you so much for having me, and great to be on the show, and looking forward to keeping the conversation going and informing, you know, businesses out there about ways that we're learning. And I mean, we're always trying to push technology forward, and it's an ever-changing environment. So I'm really excited to keep exploring this with everyone.
Definitely. Same here. All right. Great. Thanks, Darren. Talk to you soon.
Bye, Anisha.